Soto from the Washington Nationals in one of baseball's biggest deals at the trade deadline. The Padres vaulted their postseason chances by adding one of the game's best young hitters. The Padres also obtained first baseman Josh Bell while sending a haul of players to Washington that include left-handed rookie Mackenzie Gore, first baseman DH Luke Voit, and prospect James Wood, CJ Abrams, Robert Hassel III, and Jarlin Suana. Voit was a late addition to the trade and was scratched from the lineup shortly before the first game of a day-night doubleheader. Deshaun Watson's six-game suspension will stand only if the NFL allows it. The punishment given to the Cleveland Browns quarterback by disciplinary officer Sue L. Robinson for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy fell far short of the one-year suspension the league wanted. But because of the collective bargaining agreement, the league can appeal Robinson's decision, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell or a person he designates could then increase the suspension and impose a substantial fine. The league has 3 days to file an appeal and is mulling its options. Still, the NFL Players Association could then try to challenge Goodall's ruling on an appeal in federal court. The Minnesota Twins have bolstered their bullpen ahead of the trade deadline by acquiring closer Jorge Lopez in a deal with the Baltimore Orioles for four pitching prospects. The 29-year-old Lopez is in the middle of a breakout season. He has a sparkling 1.68 ERA and 19 of his 20 career saves. He joins a Twins team that had a 3.84 relief ERA entering the game tonight. Johan Duran has been the lone reliable late-inning option for this year for Minnesota. The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and fined him $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton following a six-month investigation stemming from Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The league's investigation found the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season, but the team had impersonable communication with Brady and his agent, Don Yee. The Dolphins will forfeit a first-round selection in the 2023 draft and third-round selection in the 2024 draft. Ross is suspended through October 17th. He may not be present at the team's facility and may not represent the club at any team or NFL event.
It's finally here, the camping season. It's time for friends, family, barbecues, and fun, because the best memories are made around the campfire. Hi, this is Marcy from Them RV. We all know what happens at the campground stays at the campground, but that doesn't include the camper or RV. At Them RV, our specialists are available to service and repair your camper or RV, no matter how big or small the issue. Don't let the little things keep you from enjoying the camping season. Stop into Them RV on the corner of M142 and M53 to see how we can help, or give us a call at 989-623-0094.
Everyone from Them Storage and Them RV welcome you to this year's Huron Community Fair. Grab the family and have a blast.
We're continuing the conversation with Dr. Dan Drake of Sure Primary Care in Bad Axe. So, Dr. Drake, we've talked about the advantages, but what are the disadvantages of not having a primary care provider?
There's a lot of disadvantages. I think the biggest thing that we commonly see is when somebody has a health concern and they don't have a primary care physician, oftentimes you're left wondering exactly where to go with something when it comes to your health. You're kind of up in the air on things, and that's frustrating for everybody involved, but what it turns into is frequent urgent care appointments, frequent emergency department visits. And while it's easy to think that that's okay in some ways because you're able to see a physician, the hard part is you lose continuity of care. Not having one doc in particular to follow along with you, it really makes your healthcare jumbled. And so if you have a primary care physician that you see regularly, you're at a huge advantage for long-term health maintenance goals. You know, you've got somebody there that can watch your back health-wise.
To learn more about Dr. Dan Drake, go to sure.org, or to make your appointment at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, call 989-623-9300. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. All models support a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission and a massive 2,000-pound towing capacity. The 3-seater models offer a range of features for you to choose from, each one equipped with Honda's legendary reliability and build quality. If you need to bring along more hands, the 1005 models are equipped with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you switch from a 3-seater to a 4-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. See the Honda Pioneer 1000 for yourself when you visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see why life is better on a Honda. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Here is an important message from the Huron Community Fair Board to families who enjoy the midway rides at the fair. Due to skyrocketing diesel fuel prices and fuel shortages, T.J. Schmidt Amusements has been forced to increase ride bracelet prices. Today, Kids Day, ride bracelets are $18 each today only. Ride bracelets for the rest of the week will be $25 each at this year's Huron Community Fair.
Tomorrow's Hot Country Today. AM 1340, WLEW.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal wallets. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention, 'cause there's a single white I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
WLEW's AM 1340. You know what? I'm kind of holding off and I'm doing some things because out of courtesy for the folks over there calling out the bicycle raffle and keeping things short and sweet. But I'll be back in just a little bit and tell you about some of these events here, okay? Hang in there.
Caution's in the wind. The hardest part is through. You don't have to try so hard to
make me fall for you. I've surprised myself with what I've gone and done. Just today I heard myself swear you were the one.
Well, it's the last show of the Pigeon Band Shell's 31st year. Enjoy great American rock with the high-energy rock band 50 Amp Fuse this Thursday, August 4th. Tickets are $6 in advance, $8 at the gate. Get advance tickets at various thumb area businesses. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Lawn seating only, please bring blankets and chairs. The Pigeon Band Shell is located at the Pigeon Recreational Park. For more information, call 800-292-0614 or go to pigeonbandshell.com. See you this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Pigeon Band Shell.
Parents want their children to respect them. But in order to be respected, you have to be respectable. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, parenting is a tough job, and if you'd like a little advice...
My one-word concept for parents is that they have to be influential, that you really do have to be vested, that you do have to spend the time to build a relationship with your child.
Psychologist Dr. Wes Crenshaw, author of the book Dear Dr. Wes, Real-Life Advice for Parents of Teens.
You don't have to be the authoritarian parent, but you have to be the authoritative parent, the parent that the child believes has something worth contributing. And that takes a lot of relationship and a lot of investment and time. It means that you are an important part of your child's life.
When you are an important part of your child's life, your kids will be more willing to follow directions and discipline.
they're going to follow a parent's discipline when it comes from a parent who is respectable. A lot of parents like to opine on being respected by their kids, but the better thing to focus on is being respectable, and kids will let the parent have influence over the long haul when they see the parent as respectable, as someone they would like to be like.
Some parents feel hypocritical, thinking, I broke all the rules when I was a kid. How can I enforce these rules on my kids?
Well, you can, because you're the parent now. And it's often hard for people to really make that conversion. You can't live your life today as a hypocrite, but you sure don't have to worry about who you were as a teenager.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
And this is AM 1340, WLEW. It's the Wolfman here with you. And want to throw out a couple of thank yous to Assure Healthcare Network, My Thumb Storage and Sweet Solutions, and Thumb RV. Also, Elkton Motorsports and Nutrien AG Ag Solutions. Yeah, just some sponsors for this hour, the Huron Community Fair. And like I mentioned earlier, 7 o'clock, we got that KOI drag racing going on. And then tomorrow, boy, tomorrow, what a day. It looks like so much fun. You got the pig racing tomorrow. I love my pig racing. I think we already talked about that. Demolition Derby going on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, they have free musical entertainment. It's going to be inside the Merchant Building. Okay, so when I come back in just a moment, I'm going to tell you about these wacky fun facts about fairs and festivals. We'll do that if we get back to the Two for Tuesday with Josh Thompson now. WLEW.
Ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels, working hard all week, yeah. Put some beer on the table. Oh, ha! Put some beer on the table. Won't y'all pass me another one of them Coke cans? We'll be right back.
fought back the tears. I don't love you anymore. It's so hard to hear. How lucky am I that you said goodbye at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. I won't be lonely long. By the time that first beer's gone, I'll be floating on a neon cloud with my friends around. We'll be raising up our glasses and singing out loud to those done me wrong, drinking songs. Hey ladies, tonight it's on. In this parking lot, look at all the friends I got. I won't be lonely long. By the time that first beer's gone, I'll be floating on a neon cloud with my friends around. We'll be raising up our glasses and singing out loud to those done me wrong, drinking songs.
This one has to do with Elvis. Elvis entered a talent show at the Mississippi-Alabama Fair and Dairy Show. Well, long time ago. He came in fifth place at this talent show. Not only did he not win, but he finished pretty much dead last. But in all fairness to the judges, Elvis was only 10 years old at the time. I've got some more wacky fair facts we'll do for you. Just a little bit. I'm going to give an update on news here pretty soon. Here's Hank. WLAW AM 1340.
My rowdy friends all here, time to get the party started. Gonna have fun, so forget about your worries. Lots of good looking women on the hunt. Three beers in, I think I found one. Been working all week, everybody's been slaving. Tonight we're gonna party like we're on vacation. So go ahead and do what you want.
Party's on.
We're starting.
Looks like U.S. stocks slipped today as Wall Street's modest August retreat continued another day. Stocks wavered over the day as investors are unsure whether the market's strong run in July is the start of a turnaround or a temporary blip. The S&P 500 finished down 0.7%, and the NASDAQ and Dow Jones Industrial Average also fell. Analysts cited comment from Federal Reserve officials that suggested continued hikes to interest rates are coming in order to knock down inflation. Caterpillar took a hit after reporting weaker sales than expected. Uber shares took off following its own strong quarterly report, and Treasury yields climbed. Good afternoon. You are tuned in to AM 1340 WLEW, broadcasting from Bad Axe, Michigan. This news update is being brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. Also being brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Rochester Hills, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLEW Newsroom. My name is Miranda Cameron. A federal judge has tossed out a public records lawsuit on the 2020 census based on the interpretation of one obscure word, quote, whereby, end quote. The lawsuit dismissed today was over an even more obscure concept, how a statistical method was used to fill in details when information was lacking about people residing in dorms, nursing homes, prisons, and other group living spaces. A Republican-leaning redistricting advocacy group had sued the Census Bureau and the Commerce Department, which oversees the statistical agency. They wanted to obtain records showing by state the number of times the statistical method was used for group quarters. Authorities say a 12-year-old girl held captive in a rural Alabama residence escaped, prompting an investigation that led police to discover two decomposing bodies at a home where she had been kept. Tallapoosa County Sheriff Jimmy Abbott says a man was jailed on a kidnapping count, and a prosecutor says capital murder charges are likely. Authorities say a motorist driving through a rural residential area spotted a child on the road on Monday morning, stopped and called 911. Police haven't released a possible cause of death or the identity of the victims. A federal judge in Vermont has ruled that the man charged with killing his mother at sea during a 2016 fishing trip off the coast of New England in a plot to inherit millions of dollars will remain detained pending trial. The judge on Tuesday denied Nathan Carman's request to be released and ordered him held without bail. The judge said Carman is a potential flight risk in danger due to the seriousness of the charges, lack of strong family, employment, or community connection, his involvement with firearms, and the ongoing feud with family over his late grandfather's inheritance. We will have more national news right after this.
Whatever your type of home, whatever your energy savings goals, and whatever your family schedule, experience a new level of home comfort with a new Bryant Evolution system. Ask your local Bryant dealer to install one with the Evolution Connects control. And this advanced system can communicate with both the indoor and outdoor units for increased comfort and efficiency. The Evolution Connects control is more than a thermostat. It can give you complete control over humidity settings, ventilation, and zoning. It can even sense when you're home and automatically adjust to your schedule. Plus, you can even adjust your system using the intuitive touchscreen when you're home or the My Evolution Connects app when you aren't. So whatever maximizing your home comfort means to you, ask your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer about an Evolution heating and cooling system today.
For all your plumbing and heating needs, think Shetler Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving the entire Thumb area from Pigeon. Schedule an appointment today by calling 989-453-3531. Call 989-453-3531. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Also in national news, a prosecutor says a man who evaded arrest for more than 12 years after being accused of fatally shooting his two teenage daughters in a taxi parked near a Dallas-area hotel was, quote, obsessed with possession and control, end quote. Yasir said is on trial for capital murder in the shooting deaths of 18-year-old Amina said and 17-year-old Sarah said on New Year's Day in 2008. Said has pled not guilty. Prosecutor Lauren Black said during opening statements today that said controlled what his daughters did, who they were friends with, and if and whom they could date. Said wrote in a letter to the judge overseeing the case that he wasn't happy with his kids' dating activity, but denied killing his daughters. A national newspaper reports that the husband of former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and brother of U.S. Representative Jim Clyburn were given shares of a company that leased slot machines to a North Carolina tribal casino. The casino run by the Catawba Indian Nation in South Carolina needed political help to open last year. The Wall Street Journal reported that John Clyburn introduced backers of the project to people he knew and never discussed it with his brother. The newspaper reported that Michael Haley's company did physical and cybersecurity consulting for the project in 2018. A spokesperson for Nikki Haley told the newspaper she did not advocate for casinos. We will have state news right after this.
What's that? What you say? I can barely hear you. You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Summer's over, and it's time to get those pencils sharpened, notebooks ready, backpacks packed, and a deal on a new smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Grab the latest, greatest phone for your student and receive a $50 account credit with any upgrade, or get a $100 account credit when you activate a new line. And get the latest Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 on sale for $13.99. Don't forget the accessories. Get one accessory at a regular price, and get the second one of equal or lesser value, half off. For added peace of mind, be sure to take advantage of their flexible insurance options, including AppleCare. Oh, and ask about the data buckets if you anticipate needing a little extra data to get by. You don't want to miss Thumb Cellular's back-to-school deals, so hurry into the nearest location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer care representative for details. Apple AirPods not included in accessory sale. Offers valid through August 31st, 2022.
In state news, several little-known Michigan conservatives are vying for the Republican nomination to face Democratic Governor Whitmer. Today's primaries occur as infighting over the 2020 election has split the state party and threatens to hobble the GOP's effort in the battleground state. None of the five Republican hopefuls have been elected to public office before, and many have personal baggage that could pose challenges in a general election. The four top candidates are conservative commemorators and businesswomen Tudor Dixon, real estate broker Ryan Kelly, chiropractor Garrett Saldano, and former auto dealership owner Kevin Rinke. Pastor Ralph Rabant also is running. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Dixon last week. A Michigan professor who was suspended in January for making a profanity-filled video to welcome students settled his legal dispute with a university by agreeing to accept $95,000. Barry Miller also agreed to a three-year gag order in retirement. If he criticizes Ferris State University, he could be forced to pay $60,000. Miller taught history at Ferris State for decades. He made headlines when the school placed him on paid leave in response to a provocative 14-minute video. Miller used profanities and made a sexual reference as he rambled on about his attendance policy, grades, plagiarism, and COVID-19. Miller says he was just trying to get students' juices flowing. A woman has been charged with causing the deaths of two bicyclists who were struck by her vehicle while riding in a weekend charity event in western Michigan. Five men were hit Saturday in Iona County during a three-day endurance ride for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mandy Benn was charged with operating while intoxicated, causing death. Prosecutor Kyle Butler said Benn was trying to pass a UPS truck when she crossed the center line and hit the bicyclist. Benn had no alcohol in her system, but had slurred speech and could not follow instructions. A prosecutor says there's evidence she used prescription drugs. We will have local news right after this.
Area farmers, don't let this happen to you. You open up your machine shed just to find out you forgot to make the necessary service and maintenance on your planter. Now's the time to take your planter to Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to replace those wear parts and repair or replace anything broken or damaged from the last time you used it. With all the supply chain issues throughout the world right now, preparing early is the best way to ensure your planter is ready when your ground is. Count on John Deere and Tri-County Equipment to provide you with the parts and service for all your equipment, so every season goes as smoothly as possible in the field. You never know when go time might be, but one thing's for sure, your equipment better be ready.
This is Scotty Wadsworth inviting you to stop in any of our 10 Tri-County Equipment John Deere locations in Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. This is Scotty Wadsworth. All of us at Tri-County Equipment hope you have a great time at this year's Huron Community Fair and invite you to the Tractor Pull this Saturday night, brought to you by Tri-County Equipment.
In local news, on August 1st at 11:27 a.m. off of Oak Beach in Hume Township, a 49-year-old woman from Allen Park was floating in a beach toy while her 5-year-old son was swimming next to her with inflatable arm floats on. With a strong wind coming from the south and pushing them out, the boy became out of reach of his mother and drifted further into deeper water to where his family was unable to reach him. Deputies were dispatched to the Port Austin patrol boat to respond, but were eventually called off because a Good Samaritan with a boat nearby witnessed the event unfold and responded and retrieved the boy. No one was injured and the family was reunited. Wondering what happened this weekend in Harbor Beach? We received a statement from Larissa Capriati, the Communications and Media Relations for Corteva. Quote, the Corteva Harbor Beach operations observed an unanticipated condition in the water treatment system while operating in compliance with water discharge permit limits on Friday, July 29th. This change resulted in a pungent sewer-like odor that the community may have experienced. Corteva shut down the water discharge to the sewer and worked cooperatively with the Huron, the Harbor Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant supervisor in the Harbor Beach Area Fire Department to return the sewer line to its normal state. The mitigation efforts have been completed and cautionary closures in the area have been lifted. Corteva apologizes for the inconvenience and appreciates the close collaboration of the City of Harbor Beach and the cooperation of the community. End quote. Three men who were recently arrested as part of the ghost operation in Huron County have posted bail. After a bond hearing on July 22nd, Judge David Harrington set the bonds for $10,000, 10% cash surety, and all three men have posted the $1,000 bond. Daniel R. Horetsky, age 45, of Port Austin, Kevin A. Maynor, age 56, of Sebowing, and Jeremy J. Sola, age 40, of Ubley, were arrested on July 15th as part of the Genesee County Ghost Operation. The men have been charged with three felonies, child sexual abuse activity, using a computer to commit a crime, and child immoral purposes. The maximum sentence for each of the men 44 years behind bars and up to $120,000 in fines. On Wednesday evening, July 27th, the Huron County Drug Task arrested a Vassar man during a traffic stop on M25 in Sebowing Township for selling methamphetamine in Huron County. The 40-year-old has been the focus of an ongoing investigation that involved other drug sales in the county as well. Andrew V. Hahn was then lodged in the Huron County Jail without incident. His 2004 GMC Yukon was seized along with $390 in cash. He was formally charged and arraigned the following day on three felony delivery charges and was able to bail out of jail. The investigation does continue and other charges are possible. Assisting at the scene were other deputies of the office, Sebowing Police, and the Bad Axe Police. That is your news for this hour here on WLEW. My name's Miranda Cameron. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, head over to thumbnet.net. We do have several Thumb Area deaths to report today regarding G. Velha Colon, 95, of Caseville, passed away Sunday, July 31st at Ascension Macomb Hospital in Warren. No services are planned for Velha Colon. Memorials may be made to the Caseville Historical Society. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. Timothy Roy Pisan, 71, of Caseville, passed away Saturday, July 30th at Sure Health in Pigeon. No services are planned for Timothy Pisan. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. Evelyn Irene Weber of Ruth, formerly of Argyle, passed away peacefully on Thursday, July 28th at Courtney Manor Skilled Nursing Facility in Bad Axe. Funeral services for Evelyn Weber will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, August 5th at the Zinger Smigleski Funeral Home in Ubley. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. Burial will be in the Argyle Township Cemetery. Please visit www.smigleskifuneralhomes.com to express your sympathy and sign the guest book for Evelyn's family. And Robert L. Sherhart, 100, formerly of Port Hope, passed away on Sunday, July 31st at Lakeshore Woods Assisted Living in Fort Gratiot. Funeral mass for Robert Sherhart will be on Friday, August 5th at 11 a.m. in St. Joseph Church in Rapson. Visitation will be at the church from 10 a.m. until the mass at 11. Burial will be in the church cemetery with full military honors. Arrangements are being handled through the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy. For the complete Thumb Area obituaries anytime, go to thumbnet.net. This news update has been brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. Also brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Rochester Hills, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is a reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond.